News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Councillors in Cork City are calling for a controversial needle bin to be removed from a residential area. However, the HSE has said they're going to double the number of biohazard facilities in the city. Joe Kavanagh, Fine Gael councillor for Cork City North East, joins us now. Joe, what's your problem with the needle bin?
Good morning, Shane. Morning. How are you? Shane, my main problem with the needle bin is twofold. Number one, it's location. Number two, it's lack of consultation prior to installation. And
the problem with the location is what exactly?
The problem with the location is firstly the seclusion factor. Firstly, it's up kind of a blind corner in a halfway up steps linking a main road to a very settled residential area. Now, the first the residents in this residential area knew about this needle bin is when one of them walked down the steps and spotted it, had no idea what it was until she consulted the local residents association and they made a few phone calls.
Okay. Presumably, sorry to cut across you, presumably it wasn't just picked there as a random spot. Presumably there was needles on the ground in that area.
Yeah, there are many areas in our city, Shane, where you will find needles, in dark alleys.
I know, I've seen them in Dublin as well.
I do appreciate that.
Is it not better to have a needle bin rather than needles on the ground?
Yes, of course, but it's surely my main concern, Shane, is the lack of consultation prior to it. And secondly...
But your consultation, you're never going to get agreement. People are going to oppose them all the time. Sometimes you just have to do the right thing if you're in local
authority. Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree entirely with you. But there would have been alternative locations close by, that within 100 metres of that particular needle bin, where the problem actually existed. Now, the problem...
And sorry, I'm just curious, how would that make a difference if it was 100 metres away?
Because this was actually an area where children were going to nearby schools used to use as an access point. There are 3,000 students of all levels of school. It's everything from play school right up to third level, within a quarter of a mile radius of that particular needle bin.
No, like obviously, and you know, of course, there's an issue in terms of having schools right beside places where you're going to have drug users. But if the needles are there on the ground anyway, is it not better to have a needle bin there rather than needles on the ground?
I couldn't agree more, but there was an alternative location not too far away where the users were actually coming from.
Okay.
And that is a well-documented fact.
Okay.
And the needle bin could have been located there. Now, if there was consultation, as I said a while ago, if there was consultation prior to this...
That would have come out.
It would have come out. And
what do you want to see happen, Joe, just before we let you go? What do you want to see happen?
What I want to see happen is, prior to needle bins, apparently there's two more needle bins. By the way, Shane, can I also say, we have a fantastic publication in Cork here, the Cork Evening Echo, and it had a fantastic article last night, as you say, with the HSE announcing two more needle bins for Cork City. No, and also they also stated that this needle bin in question had been removed.
Okay.
Now, up to 11 o'clock last night, that needle bin is still in situ.
Okay. You want to see it removed?
I also want to see that bin removed. The two needle bins that are coming into our city, I want prior consultation with the community Gardaí in the areas in question that are being proposed.
All right.
And also with local residents, local businesses, and most importantly, local GPs.
Okay, we have your point. Joe Kavanagh, Fine Gael councillor for Cork City North East. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.